I tell you, and I was just miserable. Oh, honey, oh, thank you, Jesus. I was in a 52.
You were wearing a size 52?
Size 52.
Uh-huh.
I am in a 20.
Oh, now, come on now. You were wearing a size 52 dress.
Yes.
And you didn't diet.
Never did diet.
All right.
Honey, I started noticing something within a week.
Go ahead now. Did you get checked out by a doctor?
Yeah, the doctors can't believe me. My doctor, they said, I don't believe it. I showed them a picture. She said, if it wasn't for the picture, I wouldn't believe it. And she looked at my body. She said, what did you have, a surgery on your skin? She said, normally when you lose weight, you get wrinkles, you know, you get... She said, what? You have some skin dry?
The Lord led me to make an offer to those who want to be delivered from arthritis pain, high blood pressure, diabetes, and many other sicknesses. This is what the Lord told me to do. You are going to receive a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. 1-800-280-3414. Again, 1-800-280-3414. I'm going to give to you an additional 3-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and an additional 3-month supply of Nature's Formula cleansing herbs. That will be a full 5-month supply of Nature's Formula healing herbs and a full 5-month supply of cleansing herbs, plus shipping and processing. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Full of faith and power, did great wonders. I mean, old Stephen's no different than us. Stephen wouldn't Jesus. He just submitted to the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. He did great wonders and miracles among the people. God wants us to know Jesus performed miracles, but we can also perform miracles by his power. Tell somebody, I'm a miracle worker through the power of Jesus. Our salvation is a miracle. In John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8, the scripture says, there was a man named Nicodemus. I'm closing here. One of the Pharisees. He was an important Jewish leader. One night he came to Jesus and said, Teacher, we know that you are a teacher sent from God. No one can do these miraculous signs that you do unless they have God's help. This is the ERV translation. Jesus answered, I assure you, everyone must be born again. Anyone who is not born again cannot be in God's kingdom. Nicodemus said, how can a man who is already old be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb and be born a second time? Jesus answered, believe me when I say that everyone must be born of water and the Spirit. Anyone who is not born from water and the Spirit cannot enter God's kingdom. the only life people get from their human parents is physical. But the new life that the Spirit gives a person is spiritual. Don't be surprised that I told you, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants to. You hear it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. It is the same with everyone who is born of the Spirit. My friend, salvation is a miracle. When a person's spirit comes alive, when a person has the Spirit of God on the inside of them, they're not just born in the natural, not just born of human parents. They're born in the Spirit. A new nature, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, takes place. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God is a miracle worker. How do I know that? Sister Brownlee, I'm a walking miracle. I was unsaved. Might have had a desire to be saved, but I was still living like the devil. If there was a party I wanted to go, if there was some alcohol, please serve me. If fornication was going on, I wanted to be a part. If there was pride there, I was probably there. Arrogance, I was there. Why? I was a sinner. But then, at 16 years old, and I'm going to explain how the 16 relates to the 19 because they have something called backsliding. But at 16 years old, I came down with pneumonia. I was in my aunt's bed. Couldn't move. Didn't know what was going on. Just sick. 2 weeks. She ministered the gospel to me. She told me about Jesus. I knew about Jesus intellectually because I had been to Sunday school. I had been to church. Like many people, I had an intellectual knowledge of God. It's not the same thing. It's not until a person comes to a point to where they repent that they qualify for salvation. Repentance is when you say, God, I know you're God. I know I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry about my sin. And I'm sorry enough to want to put all my faith in you, and I'm asking you to come into my heart and make me yours. At 16, I'd done that. I wasn't in church. I was at home or over my grandmother's house. Went back to school, got around all those influences. Hey, I'm a teenager. You know, 16, I'm still a virgin. Amen. But how many know, even saved, until you get the desires of the world out of your mind, out of your primary goals, Satan going to use that. And he's going to try to draw you. So at 16, I went back. I'm coming into my senior year now and begin to go back out there into the world and sin. See, what's amazing is nobody had to tell me to live right, Elijah. I knew. See, when you really get saved, nobody have to tell you. I just knew. I knew what save meant, living for God. Nobody explained it. I just knew. And any of those things that would draw me away from living right, I began to get rid of rap music, all that stuff. I didn't want to hear cursing no more. It agitated my spirit. Didn't want to hear. Nobody told me. I just knew. See? But I got around the wrong influences, went off into the military, backslid, got back into a life of sin. But by 19, I got stationed in Fort Wainwright, Alaska. And God had a plan. It's March of 1996. I'm backslid. So it's Friday night. You know what I'm looking for? Where the club at? Some of y'all don't know what a club is. Many of you do. They don't have many clubs in DeRidder, but you got Billy Goat Hill. So I went for the club. And I did it big, Brother Morrison. So I didn't look for one club. I hit up three that same night. Amen. Got numbers, all kind of stuff. Amen. I'm 19. See, when you're arrogant, you think you could do most anything. Thank God for his grace. could have got killed at 19, died in my sin. But even then, he knew my destiny, and he was working with me. So here I am at club number 3, got the number I wanted. By the next weekend, I'm trying to do big fun, big sin. God convicted me on the date. Amen. Come home. God, I'm done with all this. 19, got my own apartment. I'm done with all this. The next morning, I go to church. I'm not going to tell you the full testimony. Some of y'all have heard it. Your testimony kind of becomes redundant. But I meet a young fella named Junior. Junior is from New York. And he's walking down Cushman Street, Fairbanks, Alaska. And I pick Junior up in my car. I got my church clothes on. He got his church clothes on. Now, I had told God, I'm done with all this. Anybody ever been done but wasn't really done? You ain't got to raise your hand. In my mind, in my emotions, I was done. See, but I wasn't really done because I figured, nah, I'm going to go to the church I'm used to going to. I ain't going to name no denominations, but I know at certain churches you can go and still sin. No big deal. So I'm saved, but I said, let me go to the church. Because see, the church I came up in, they just were glad you was there. You know, that's Grandma Erie's son, and that's, you know, that's such and such grandson, and all these different things. We're just glad you're here. At our conferences, they had worldly music and let us dance because they just assumed we was going to sin because they didn't teach sanctification and holiness. So at this juncture, I'm at a church now that I'm finna be introduced to that's preaching on holiness, something I've never heard before. So I go in, I pick up the young man, take him to his church. He say, you ought to come to my church. I hear him, but how many know I still had my mind on being religious. I wanted to go to church, but just in case they had some loose folk in there that I could hook up with, I was going to go to the church I wanted to go to. Y'all quiet, but some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But he said, come to my church. And what's funny is that time he really wasn't committed either. I didn't know that. But God used him as a vessel to get me into the right church. 308 Last Street, the first church of God in Christ. I end up in this church. And boy, we in Sunday school. Deacon Ben Williams. This is over 20 years ago. He in there spitting and preaching and talking loud. I barely understood what he was saying, but he was spraying me with good spit. And I'm saying to myself, when I get out of here, I ain't coming back here, buddy. But that was Sunday school. And for some reason, at that church, they started Sunday school late, maybe, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, because service started at noon. So as Sunday school was over, and I was ready to make my exit, they called me and said, well, service is about to begin, son. You going to go to service? Well, me being a good boy, I was raised right, you understand? I didn't want to disrespect my elder, but I really wanted to go home. But I said, okay. And I went on to the noonday service, but I'm glad I stayed. Because when I went to that service, I can't tell you what they preach, but all I know is I felt the genuine power of the Holy Spirit in that church. And I came Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. For 4 Sundays, I never seen the young guy that brought me. I didn't see him for a whole month, whether he was working or whatever he was doing. It's like his only assignment was to bring me to the church. But once I got there, I got saved. About a year later, I got filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. A year later, I was licensed to preach. Met my wife. A year later, we got married. Had a youth ministry statewide. All this stuff he did for a young man from Alabama in Alaska. No experience with none of this, but God had a call. I want to encourage you today. When you yield your life to Jesus and you get serious about this, your life begins. Life really does not begin until you give Jesus your whole heart. You have to spend time with him. Brother Morrison, there's no exchange I would give for this. I have no plans on backslide, but if I was to backslide, I'd still stay close to the church. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's the best kept secret. Those who've been in the military, you know about camouflage. When you go to the field, they don't do it anymore, but they